The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, we're Visible. We're the wireless company with nothing to hide. Seriously. Hidden fees? We don't have them. Annual contracts? Not our thing. Great wireless on just one line? Now that's more like it. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month. Taxes and fees included. That's right. $25 a month? Every month. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not that into you. Sometimes the choice is just Visible. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about
Odorsa's laying down, spreading cheeks for these robots.
Yeah, I sleep in dog crates. I've done that.
It's so important to crack that back end.
You think Blake is a good name? You fucking piece of shit.
Here we go. Start your engines.
Ring, 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 ring.
Ow! Yeah, yo! We're live. Guys, we're live. We're live. Right now, we're live.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
Wow. We're
here
live.
We go.
This is D-Generation X, baby.
Okay, I think that's all we got.
D-Generation X.
Woo.
Oh, we my are God.
Dude, was that, were you playing that off of Party Radio B96, Chicago's very own?
Oh, I wish. I wish I knew that reference.
Be my lover. Got to be my lover.
I wish I knew.
I just saw... It was, I think it was that song on an old clip on Arsenio Hall where the woman is, the woman who starts off that song.
No, different woman. It's the woman who was singing for, I believe, CNC Music Factory.
It was like CNC Music Factory, right?
Yeah. So there's a whole story behind that where that woman who was the voice of the like, everybody dance.
Yes, it was her. It was her. That's right. That's right. That's right. Different song, same vibe.
Whoa, wait. It was Durs. That's the doc.
No points. No points.
That was Durs did that.
He's being hard with those little stingy with the points.
Sorry, well,
what are
man.
They singing points?
Points. Singing?
So she was the one who sang, but they put a little skinny girl in the video, and I think that woman sued and won, I believe.
Oh, is that really? Right?
That's right.
Know.
Yes,
and that's probably why she was on Arsenio too,
because
Arsenio was all about giving the spotlight to the people.
Yep.
Yes.
That's why he did a talk show.
I wanted to get on it.
Did the Milli Vanilli bros get the same treatment? Did those guys get out in front of the camera? Because...
You mean the guys who were actually singing? No, but did you ever see the Super Mario Brothers cartoon about it?
What do you mean?
Not about it. What do
you
mean?
Okay, good.
What do you mean about?
About what? About
they
Milli Vanilli?
There was an episode that was kind of like the Milli Vanilli story.
What?
In Super Mario Brothers, the cartoon, where it was
like they were
two
like
pop
fake
singers, and then like they were fake, and there were other people that were really singing for them.
Oh, they well, took it
or
on.
I dreamt this up, but I'm pretty sure it was real.
They were getting pretty poly charged there with the
man.
Super Mario Charbroil, Brothers cartoon.
Dude, a little Charbroil.
I mean, mess around. Okay. Cartoons are, you know, the original satire is the drawing of humans.
Oh, okay.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's go.
The original impression.
Everybody dance.
dance now.
Dude, I knew today was going to be on fire. Mm-hmm.
You felt it?
I knew
today. You felt it? It woke up hot? Did you wake up hot? What up?
I just knew my boys.
You wake up sweaty?
You need to know where the AC buttons are at Kyle's house?
I just knew my boys were coming on fire today.
We were coming on fire, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's how a fucking he says it.
That's how everybody says it. Yeah, that means you're hot. You're charged.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a fun way to put it. Coming on fire.
CNC Music Factory, pretty good though, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Was the album solid?
I don't. Yeah.
Milli Vanilli, pretty good.
What's Milli Vanilli? I don't know Milli Vanilli song.
Yeah, they're all great. I feel like do we go back to that era of music where it's just fun and we have beautiful people doing it while the talented people are behind the scenes. Admittedly, pretty good era. Pretty good era.
Great era. I feel like some people are taking that sound back. Blake sent me a new album the other day that sounds like it's from the yesteryear.
What was that?
The new Race Rommard album.
Ooh.
Black Beatles in the City.
Yes.
It's got a little bit of like Two Live Crew tracks on there. It's pretty good.
I met those kids once backstage at Ellen. And it was the first time I ever did Ellen, and they were
Ray Shrummond.
Yeah,
you met Sway Lee and the other guy.
The other guy, exactly.
That's okay.
And
that's
all right. I'm trying to remember
the place. It was the first time I walked into Ellen, and the place reeked of weed.
Right.
And I didn't know that Ray Shrummond was the musical act, so I was just like, "Damn, Ellen throws down."
Right. You thought those were just like her crew?
Like Ellen just gets fucking ripped before
that been
a regular
cool.
Tuesday show. It would have been
that would have
cool.
been really cool if you rolled into Ellen and it smelled like fucking Seth Rogen's office.
Yeah, it was like not the energy I was feeling. You know, like a lot of too much high intensity dancing to be that stoned. But
right, like Rosie O'Donnell had the Koosh balls. Ellen had that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Kush.
That Kush balls. Yeah, the Kush. Kush. Terz, well done. Way to tee it up.
That's a reach.
But then I'm standing in the hall and someone told them that the guy from Workaholics is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the hall talking with Isaac and I'm right down the hall from them. Mm-hmm. They come out and they go, "Oh, shit, where's the guy from Workaholics?" And I like turn and look at him. They ran right past me, ran down the hall, looked both directions, looked back past me again to their publicist, whoever, and then like, "Where is he?" And they
like
go,
this.
"He's right there." And then they look at me for 5 seconds, and then they were like, "Oh shit, what's up, man?
Where's Durs at?"
Yeah.
No, I know. And I'm sorry about that.
They're like, "Where's Carl, dude? We're trying to free Carl, dude.
I'm assuming they were expecting Blake. Yeah, that's
for sure looking for Blake.
Yeah. They come out stoned.
I'm assuming
high.
They were like, "The hair."
Yeah, they're looking for Blake.
Just could not compute that a guy without Blake's hair was in Workaholics.
They just start hugging a mop in the closet. There he is.
My God. Shit.
Black Beatles.
Self burn.
Burn. But then, you know, they're very cool once they clocked, once they registered that I was a human being with feelings.
Look, once they remembered you were on the show too.
No. Adam, if anything, this would only solidify that you've had a glow up. Okay.
They
were looking for that season one grainy camera, maybe a little
A little low.
No. Hey, Durs, no. If anything, I had a glow down by the time they were seeing me.
No.
Do you think?
Because I was. Oh yeah. Because season one was peak P90X. Season two is where two into three is when I let things slide a little bit.
You
and
let
then
the
you
dogs
were
out.
Five when I was doing. Then I got it back together. But I think...
I don't know, dude. You were young and in shape when we started. Okay, but everybody's in shape when they're young, right? You know what I mean?
No, not everybody.
We all worked the fuck out before season one.
Sure. Yeah, man. Yeah. We were all hot as fuck when we were children, for sure.
All of us were... We were all hot.
We were.
Oh, my God.
The four of us were hot as shit, but not everybody.
I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
And then, but to keep that alive over the span of, 7-year career means you must have had a glow up.
Yeah.
At some point in there.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take it. I don't want to argue my glow up, but yeah.
Okay.
But by the way, why do you associate glowing up with your body?
I don't know what is happening. Oh, he's got a whoop-whap. Okay.
It's a bagel.
What the?
I'm currently icing my groin, so yeah. I'm not currently living my...
Adam is pulling his cock out, and it's in a bag. He has his cock in a blue sack for some reason.
No, I'm currently icing my groin, so the glow-up is still not happening.
What Blake is trying to do is have us say something about body shapes and sizes being more beautiful than others, and I agree. Skinny's hot.
No, Adam was associating the glow up with his physical transformation. I say Adam glue up in several other ways. He glue up in ways.
So hard to see him glue up.
But what we're talking about is him being unrecognizable and not. But go ahead.
Hey, I like it.
I'm saying he.
You had a personality glow up?
Evidently, that's a real piece of shit.
He glowed as an artist. Glowed as an artist, man.
He glued.
Season one, he was just kind of like...
And I was so bright that they didn't even look at me.
Oh,
I was glowing so... I was so illuminescent that they couldn't even see me, dude. I was blinding standing in that hall talking with Isaac.
Yeah, they were high looking for Blake.
Let's be
honest, Adam. For
sure. Yeah, they were very stoned. Exactly.
But anyway, that new album, I'll just say. New album's good.
That's good shit. I'm going to check it
out. And they were super cool. And I ended up working out at the same gym with them like a year later. They worked out at that Unbreakable gym.
Wait a minute.
And then I got to know them a little bit. And they're, at least Sway Lee, very nice dude.
Are you on this album? I'm Not Normal No Mo. My favorite new line of any song.
Right. I'm Not Normal No Mo.
Yeah, he's like, it's over. I'm Not Normal No Mo.
That's cool.
I know they performed at Coachella. Do you guys watch Coachella on YouTube? Do you do Couchella or do you just skip it altogether?
Couchella.
I did not do it.
I've
done it.
I didn't watch any. I watched part of Blink-182 set, not live, but just afterwards.
I didn't watch shit this year, dude. Nothing. Yeah. I couched last year, though. I did the Couchella last year.
How was it, Blake?
Yeah, did you do it, Blake?
It's kind of fun. It was tight, dude. I actually love watching Coachella from YouTube. It decreases my FOMO. As you guys know, I have insane FOMO for a lot of events. Too.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah. Any event. Yeah. So to be able to watch it live.
Really? Really? Any event.
Any event you have FOMO
for. I just didn't even clock. I didn't clock I got to watch it tonight because I got to see
Metro Boomin.
I wanted to watch Frank Ocean set.
I'm not mad at that.
Oh, yeah, Frank Ocean.
Did you watch Frank Ocean set? Was that, I mean, he only did one.
No, it wasn't, dude, that was the thing. The one
I thought he did the first, the first weekend, but not the second weekend.
Yeah, but Kyle.
What?
He cut the feed for his YouTube. You couldn't even watch.
Oh, my God. He was like, so he wasn't allowing the couch heads.
You lose.
Wait a second. I feel like we just don't want to do spoilers. We don't want to do spoilers in case like no one's talked about this
yet. Yeah, in case by the time this hasn't been covered in mid-May, the end
sure,
of May.
Yes, this may be May 20th. We may be 2000 and late to this one, but
I feel we're a little 2000 and late with this hot Coachella.
What's weird is
I just fear that some of this stuff was covered moments after it happened, and I want to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about.
Even that we're talking about it right now is very late.
But that's the thing with our podcast, dude. They love that we talk about
it. We should rename it 2000 and late for sure.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, we are way late on this one.
Yeah, but go ahead. You enjoy it.
Yeah,
you
but like it's still interesting. It's still interesting, though, is it not?
It's still
super
interesting.
This is interesting.
Interesting.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so there's drama with Frank Ocean. All right, look it up, I guess. Check it out. Look it up.
How many times have you been to Coachella, Blake?
I want to say I have been to Coachella.
We were working a lot every April.
We were.
Yeah.
We were.
So when did you go?
It always... I want to say I went like four times. I'm not sure what years those aligned with, but I want to say I went four times. One time I even like slept in my car in the parking lot because I never had like a room to sleep in. I really roughed it.
You just bombed down there?
Yeah.
It's par for the course, right?
Yeah, but that's like, I feel like you just do that on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Just like you come home and you're like, I don't want to walk up all those stairs. I'm just going to sleep here. Or just like my driveway or something.
Burn! Why is he smiling like that? Blake, why are you smiling? Because
it's too real. It's too real.
That's a good question. Are you still doing that, Blake? Are you still like crashing in your car? Like when you.
Crashing when, in like, my car?
Jesus. Not crashing my car, but.
No, crashing in your car. I mean, I think it's a safe thing that you do because you're a little inebriated. You tossed a couple back. You're pretty slam dunk.
Michael Jordan's dad was murdered that way, but yeah, it's not super safe. Get in a hotel.
What happened?
Michael Jordan's father was murdered that very way.
Fair enough. Okay, but yes. Maybe it's time to stop. Adam brings up a very valid point.
I feel like getting a hotel would be the more responsible choice. Mm-hmm. But that's what's cool and edgy about Blake. He's not as edgy as you think he is, but he might fall asleep somewhere he should not be sleeping. That's one of the cool edgy things.
That's so edgy.
Honestly, yeah, dude. If I know I'm going out and I'm going to have some drinks, I definitely Uber. I do not drunk drive. That is a very silly mistake to do.
Yeah.
With that said, the last time I fell asleep in my car probably 2 months ago because I had drinks and I didn't know I was going to have them, so I slept in my trunk. I did.
So that's where the smile was coming from.
In your trunk?
Wait, the trunk. The trunk sounds pretty brutal.
See, exactly. And then you call him out on it and he's like, what? No. Yeah. And then he tells you.
The trunk sounds brutal. The trunk?
Dude, why not?
Put an SUV trunk.
I'm not going to sleep in my back seat.
Dude, you just recline your front seat as far down as it'll go. You don't curl
No. You can get a DUI that way.
No, you climb in the passenger seat.
If you sit in shotgun, yeah.
Yeah, you sit shotgun.
You sit shotgun?
All this stuff. He's like, you put your driver's license on the dash. You go back.
Dude, I've slept in the car before. I mean, it's...
Why would you not fold your back seats down and put your legs in the trunk and then sleep on top of the fucking folded seats? Like, so you can lay down.
A true Kyle.
That sounds like a lot of work, Kyle. That sounds like a lot of work.
That's a sober man's logic.
Yeah.
That's a sober man's logic? Yeah, well, think about it. Okay, fair. Yes, fine.
Yes.
Wait, so you're like in the size of like a dog crate back there, just curled up?
Yeah, I sleep in dog crates. I've done that.
Have you?
Wait a second.
Are you lying right now?
No, I never have. I wish.
Tell the truth.
I was lying.
That's when he was going through his kinky phase.
Oh.
Do not let me out.
Yeah, I'm like, baby, put me in the dog crate.
Baby, put me in the dog. I'm a bad boy.
Baby, I'm in the dog house. Hey, I'm in the dog house tonight, baby.
You paint some little cute whiskers on your cheeks. Rough.
Oh, I got a full furry costume, dude. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Thank you, God.
I don't believe it. It's a lie.
I don't.
Let's see. We could dedicate the rest of the episode to this. Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not a furry. I wish I was.
Okay.
I would totally, even if I was drunk or not, it's been a long time since I've been drunk, but I would fold down my seats, I think. And that's a lie because I did wake up having pissed myself in my driver's seat before. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, come on.
Wait, did you say piss yourself?
I did say that.
I didn't know that was part of the story.
Yeah, that was sad.
I also didn't know it was part of the story either. I feel like you just...
This story is growing.
Yeah, we've heard this story a lot.
Pizza, hey, pizza. What better time to bring it up than on national television? You know what I mean?
This isn't national television at all.
It's a podcast. No, it's a cast. It's a national cast.
It's worldwide, baby.
Brought to you by Depends. We'll be right back.
Did I not tell you guys that? I didn't tell you guys that part of the story where it was
We didn't hear that you pissed yourself.
Oh,
you,
really?
I mean, we heard it was a gun store.
But we
didn't hear that it was
loose butthole.
You pissed yourself, which is fun.
That was embarrassing.
And a McDonald's. There's a McDonald's right there too. So I have McDonald's wrappers all over me too.
Oh shit! So
you last meal?
No, don't cloud this. We're focusing on one thing here.
Yeah, well, and I did piss myself in
my
fucking seat.
Did I mention it was a Wednesday? That's pretty crazy.
In my driver's seat. So I guess I could have got a DUI. In that position? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
absolutely. Not smart.
With the keys not in the ignition, though?
No, it doesn't matter.
I still think you can.
Holy mackerel.
It's definitely a WPAP and not a good WPAP.
No, that's a bad WPAP.
Wait a second. That can't be true. If the car's off and you're sleeping...
I think it is real, Bam.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that is a real thing.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
Yeah, I'm questioning this logic, too. I know our laws are fucking, they're wild, but this seems a little wild, okay?
Kyle, you got to run for mayor up north and fucking change that shit, dude.
I'm running on that platform.
I would love to drive through Kyle's Wacky Town, where he's the mayor, and all these he's made a lot of new different rules.
Wacky Town? No, I'll be buttoned up at that point, bro. I'll be like so conservative.
The whole world got crazy.
No, see, no, that's what I mean by wacky. I think it'll be wacky in a way that it's a militia.
Yeah, it's so conservative. It's the most conservative yeah. spot. Yeah.
You run like a very, very sure. right wing militia and
pay your taxes.
But like still smoke a lot of weed. Yeah, you know, that's not
it's
what
like when you go right on the map in Washington. So that's where Kyle's holding it down.
Yeah, that's where the yeah.
Or anywhere. I feel like if you go right on the map from LA, you're like,
well, that's Nevada.
You're in some shit.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada.
Yeah.
Never heard anyone say Nevada like that. Nevada.
Oh,
Nevada.
Oh, you mean the place where everyone I know goes to shoot machine guns?
Yeah.
How do you say Nevada, Blake? How do you say that state?
Nevada.
That's how you say it.
It is definitely Nevada. You think it's pronounced Nevada?
I certainly do.
Who cares?
I do too.
Nevada? Nevada.
Nevada, yes.
Well, he's from California, Adam. They say avocado.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's... I wouldn't say Nevada.
We're from the Midwest. We say Nevada. We say...
Yeah, Kyle wouldn't say Nevada.
I say, I'm going to Nevada.
I've never heard anyone pronounce it. Yeah, it's Nevada.
Kyle says Diablo, so we've been over
this. Yeah.
I say Diablo. Now I've changed my ways on Diablo. I have changed my ways.
Helicopter. How do you say helicopter?
Helicopter. I say helicopter, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. That's a hill of beans.
So we're not piling on Kyle. We know he says things in a funny way.
Thank you.
You're piling on Blake. Yeah. So fuck
we're off. Piling on Blake. We're piling on Blake a little bit because he said Nevada. And I'm just saying, I've never heard it pronounced that way.
I feel like that's Cali speak.
Okay, it's the same as, you know how everybody says zebra? It's definitely zebra. It's definitely zebra. It's not zebra.
Now I don't know why you're doing this. Hey. I know we're on a podcast. We're supposed to be funny.
No, okay. And this is not funny.
Just imagine you're just with your friends.
Dude, this is when you find out like your friends are, hey, what happened?
Hey, what happened?
Can you just turn it off for one moment? Are you always joking? Can you just turn it off for one moment?
I'm not joking, dude. It is definitely supposed to be pronounced zebra.
Dude, Zebra? Motherfucker, so if you're in a safari and a lion is chasing its prey and you're like, dear God, I hope that lion doesn't get that zebra, that's how you would say it.
Well,
yes.
I think it's actually Leon. Yeah. I hope that Leon doesn't get that zebra.
Lonine. Lonin.
Yeah. I think if you're from South Africa or Australia, they say zebra.
God, I hope that Leon doesn't grab that zebra.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
You're fucking with us, right?
It's definitely zebra.
Because what? Deborah is Deborah and it's not Debra?
There you go. And Durs is proving my point.
But that's why the English language is a very confusing language to learn. But you as a person has grown up in America as English being their first language should know that it's zebra.
Okay, you want me to drop? I didn't want to drop the freaking bomb on you guys, but you know who pronounces it zebra?
Who shit, does? That band is in the building.
Oh, shit. Charged.
You want it straight from the freaking authority?
It's charged.
What is the name of the Daily Show dude? Trevor Noah says zebra. So that is the right way.
I know. I just said if you're from South Africa.
He's from South Africa.
He's from South Africa.
Where there's zebras, okay? How many zebras do you encounter in California?
You'd be surprised.
But don't they also say other things? Don't they also say other things that are a little bit different than how we pronounce them in South Africa?
They say a lot of shit we don't say, okay?
Don't they do that?
I promise you, South Africa's saying a lot of stuff we don't say.
They say a lot of things. So you're aligning completely with South African and how they say all things.
Yes, where the animal is indigenous. Yes, that I'm going to side with them, okay? I'm not going
to
side with...
First of all, I don't think zebras are indigenous to... South Africa.
I think they might be.
I think they are.
I think they are.
They're there.
The South been on there?
You lose.
I think that was a good job by Blake.
I mean, yeah, they're up in Kenya. They're up in Kenya, but we went on safari there. We saw them.
Way down there. They didn't wrangle them in.
You idiots.
The Great Migration brings them down there.
I thought they were more like Sudan or Sudan.
No, they're not there.
Oh, really?
Regardless, they're definitely
they're not
closer.
All up in Chad.
They're more indigenous to that area than to freaking Nevada. which is crazy.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I've actually seen just as many zebras in Nevada as I've seen in
You lose
Nevada.
So okay, Blake. So we're supposed to believe in this made up world. We're supposed to believe that you watch The Daily Show.
Daily
enough to know that
we're already out. No, I don't.
Zebra. Even believe that, man. Yes. No way.
So one, I don't think you watch The Daily Show. I think I called bullshit there.
Okay. Okay, you got me there.
And two, you've been saying zebra forever. Then you hear Trevor Noah once on The Daily Show, a show I know you don't watch.
Like a commercial for it, maybe, right?
Rinse and Boots?
Yeah, probably on a TikTok or something.
And then he says zebra, and that climbed into your brain for eternity enough to tee off on your three best buds who obviously are right in this very instance.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking it back.
No, dude. You hear it and it makes sense to you. Definitely is not zebra. There's no way the word is zebra.
And why not, Blake?
It's zebra. Because what Durr said, Deborah, zebra.
I don't understand what you're talking. Is it Blake Anderson or is it Blake Anderson?
Yeah. Exactly. It's how we pronounce it here in America. So
how many words can you think about that start with Z-E that are pronounced Z?
Z-lot.
It's always Z.
What? Like
Zeppelin.
I know a guy with last name Zeman.
Ziploc.
But it's not
Ziploc. That's an I. That's Z-I.
It's not zebra either.
Yeah, Z-E.
It's Zeppelin. Zebra. Zenith.
Producer Becca has how to pronounce zebra.
Oh, I love these.
I know how to pronounce.
Where you click on like the YouTube thing and it's like zebra.
Zebra.
Blake should do it because he's got board control.
Zebra.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you play it through yours, Blake?
Where is it?
Can you play? It's in the link. You play it, Blake.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And the audience at home is waiting with bated breath.
I'm waiting with bated breath. Like, God damn, I hope I'm not wrong.
I know how to pronounce this fucking
thing. I don't have Google Chrome. This is Google Chrome.
Blake, what do you mean you don't have Google Chrome, homie? Get your life together.
Hold on. Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. Here goes the reveal. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Don't puke on the microphone.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, the commercial. La, la, la,
la. This is an ad. This is an ad. It's for the ad. It will play over after the ad. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Shh.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Ready.
And
zebra or zebra?
Wait.
Zebra. American zebra.
American zebra.
American zebra.
Hey, and motherfucker, you claim to be so patriotic, okay? You claim to be super American. That's kind of your whole thing. You had an American flag.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
You lean into being super extra patriotic.
To the red, white, and blue, baby.
Hey, here's what I'm going to change right now.
What?
Being American doesn't have to be mean being ignorant. And the way it should be pronounced
no one's ever said that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys feel pretty ignorant to me right now.
Huh.
Well, I feel like you touched a nerve there. And maybe you feel ignorant.
I'll touch it.
Yeah.
It's a bagel.
Can we watch you touch your nerve?
You feel like I'm betraying my country?
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but if you're like us, your schedule is very busy. You don't have the time to go to the doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Just answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/thisis. That's hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compound products which are not approved by or verified by safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, you guys. I don't know about you, but sometimes my social battery can really run out, especially during the winter when it's cold out and I don't have the same energy to go out and socialize like the summer months.
Yeah, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge social battery? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Blake.
Yes, Kyle.
I have a question for you. I am about to go to France. Okay.
France.
Okay.
Oh, dude, let's get into it.
Okay.
Cannes. Is that how you fucking pronounce that festival? How do you...
He said Cannes.
How do you pronounce that name
it's
of
a cool
that...
flex. It's a little bit of a glow up right here. Okay, you're going to Cannes.
Yeah, you
like
know
that.
It, dude. Yeah. You know it.
Yeah.
But how is it? Because I don't really know. I think
so
it's...
So Cannes is spelled C-A-N-N-E-S?
C-A-N-N-E-S.
Well, I know how I've been told to pronounce it, but I've never been there, so... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What is it? How have you been told?
Cannes.
Because I don't know.
I've been told it is Cannes.
Cannes. Just Cannes. Yeah. Not Cannes.
Yeah, don't put any extra stonk on it. It's not Cannes. Mm-hmm. It's not James Cannes.
Isn't that so fucking weird, though? Because it's like... Cannes. it's Cannes.
Okay. It sounds like, well, you think like it's in France.
Zip it.
You want to put some extra stonk on it, you know? You want to zhuzh it up a little
Cannes.
Bit.
Cannes.
Yeah, it's weird that it's the most boring.
I would say it's probably pronounced Cannes.
Cannes. It's con.
Word.
K-A-N. Can. Can. Wait, so how do you fucking, so con or can?
Yeah, it is can.
Can.
K-A-N.
I don't give a fuck.
According to Google, it's con.
Hey, when it comes to France, I don't give a hey, straight up, I don't give a fuck what France says, bro.
Can. Yeah, that's right.
We got some can. We got can. It's okay, can. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Kyle, why don't you just go there and report back?
I'm going to do that. I'll definitely call it cons at least 4 times.
Like, bring a microphone or like record, like interview people on the street and be like, how do you pronounce it?
Hey, guys, how do you do
it? Yeah, dude.
When do you get to go there, Kyle?
Yeah, when are you leaving?
I'm going out there in May for the market, for the film market, like in a couple weeks.
Sick. That's a sick butthole, dude. Yeah, okay. That'll be fun.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Yeah, me and Baby Nooch going out there. It's going to be sick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good. If you need recommendations, holler at me.
I do.
You've been to Cannes? You've been to the film festival?
I didn't go to Cannes, but I've been there, for not for the festival, but I've been there.
He's lying.
Oh, cool.
I want to go.
Just down the road.
Yeah, all right. Like with Nice, I'm flying into Nice.
Blake thinks you're lying, dude. Blake thinks you're just trying to be cool.
I mean,
you've
been to Monaco. That's also down the road.
I've been to Monaco. Yeah, Monaco's right there.
That's not too far. It's like an hour, 45 minutes, maybe.
My French guys.
Yeah, the South.
We must
hear how worldly you guys are.
Zebra.
Well, that sounds very, very cool, dude. That'll be fun.
It's going to be dope.
I guess the thing to do is ask French people how they say zebra.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna fuck with me. I've been to France once before, and they laughed at me for asking for almond milk. Like they don't fucking American.
Your boobs are huge.
Definitely wear a bra.
Almond milk.
I feel like no one drinks that outside of California. Like the rest of the country is like, what? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Dude, Kyle, you know in France what
almond brothers?
Is, right?
I know almond brothers.
Yeah, more like the almond brothers.
What's almond milk? Blake, hold on. I'm interested. What's almond milk?
You know in France what almond milk is, right?
What is it? What
oh
is
my
it?
God.
You don't know?
What is it?
I'm going to come.
Zebra jizz.
Bro, you know what you're asking for, dude.
Do not come.
Not zebras. Zebra jizz.
Oh.
Blake Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you were asking
for something. Deborah's jizz.
So the strike, the Writers Guild of America strike, technically Dem Boys are on strike right now.
Is it still going on?
You guys think it'll still be on by the time this...
I do.
By the time, in 2 weeks or whatever. What is this? This
What's
airs,
the over under on this strike?
I think 3 weeks or three.
Dude,
out, 3 hours.
I don't know. I never understand what over unders mean or how to even do those, but I think it's going to last a long time.
So you say over 9 months or under 9 months? Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, so I'll say under 3 months. Under 3 months.
You think under three?
Well, no. Somebody picks. You pick the over under as in like.
Oh, you pick the line.
So okay, line. So Thank I you. Will say. 4 months over under 4 months
over.
So I would say under 4 months, but that's very much wishful thinking.
It's science. Blake, what are you saying?
Under 4 months for sure. Yeah, we're gonna get this figured out for sure, I think.
Well, the last time it happened in 08, it was 100 days, I guess.
Yeah, so it's about 3.5 months or a little less.
Yeah.
And there's so much more at stake.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be over. I think it's going to be over 4 months. I think it really is. Just with the AI component, me and Durs think that.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you. I read the shit that, like, the producer's retaliation.
Well, are you kind of with us or you think it's going to be under?
You can push.
I don't want it to be. I said it's wishful thinking under four. Like, I don't want it to be over four. I want it to be resolved. But
well, dude, I don't want it to be. I would love to be wrong and it's over tomorrow.
Hey,
but.
Kyle, don't. Yeah, you don't bet with what you want.
No,
yeah,
bet with what you think.
You would be a terrible sports bettor. You have to go with your gut, not with your feelings.
Do you guys want
to hear a cool theory of mine that's kind of involved in this?
I would, Anders. I would.
Here's what I think. We're kind of fighting against this, but I think
pizza.
I think that at a certain point it's going to be cool.
Yeah,
is like the AI stuff that's being introduced to like writing and whatever, but also at some point filmmaking. Right, you'll be able to type something in, and then the images will appear. Right, and much like stand up, and how stand up is like a singular mind, right, and a singular opinion that doesn't get noted by like these corporate entities and all that. You're going to get some of the greatest films of all time when we get to a point where someone can just create a movie with just like writing their own script out or having AI help them write something to create a movie fully from a singular vision that doesn't have all the like hangups of like, oh, corporate's got to like sign off on this, that, and the other. You're going to get some amazing stories and some horrible shit, but
sure.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, like how many filmmakers have like made an animation where they're the animator as well? You know what I mean? Like those.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know of how many.
Well, the issue is with the Writers Guild and what they're fighting for right now and what the studios won't give them, essentially, is they're saying
they're
like, you can't have AI write a script. It has to be through the WGA members. And they're saying no. Look, and they're saying like,
I'm still going to send it.
I got to go with the studios on this.
Durs, what?
This is the way.
Okay, and this is Durs. He's our writer, so we're safe here. This is safe bait.
Okay, go ahead. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. I think like,
but then,
I like
then all writers are going to be out of jobs in 5 to 10 years.
Look, writing movies can't last forever. I'm sorry. And this is somebody who writes movies.
Wow. Bullshit, man. The cavemen wrote stories, Durs. Stories are infinite.
I'm not saying that stories didn't begin at a certain time. I'm saying that, like, this is over. I'm gonna come. I don't want people mining for coal all the time either. I'd rather get to solar.
But we can put things in place so it isn't. So in the movies that we make aren't done by AI.
Right.
I know, but what are you fighting?
AI. And everyone's job.
I know, but like, I guess I'm just kind of, I know, but I guess I'm just kind of like, this is, it's going to happen. So like,
when I read the negotiations this morning, I read like what the producers were like, not willing to give you anything, not willing to budge, not willing to do this. The one that I zeroed in on,
which of course, that's just the negotiation tactic. It's like, of course you're going to say nothing.
Yeah, for sure. You got to go hard, but I'm worried that people are going to lose sight of like the back end and the residuals and stuff. And this AI thing is going to be the big thing that's like, we can't let robots take us over.
Who fucking cares? Write better movies.
Is the whole world gone crazy?
The big thing is more of like the residuals and the fucking, you know, the livelihoods of the writers and the times that they get to work and the humans.
Well, I think they're both. It's a two-headed monster. It's a two-headed monster because it's that's obviously very important.
That's hugely important.
If no one can have a job in 5 to 10 years because this AI is growing so fast and so quick, then what's the point anyways?
Time's up.
You know what I mean?
Freaking
see ya.
It's over.
I don't think that the robots are going to tell stories.
Durs, you're going to just give in to the robots? The hell?
Oh, Durs is laying down, spreading cheeks for these robots.
Durs is not afraid. He's not afraid of the robots, and I like that because fuck the robots. The robots are not fucking human.
I know what is happening? No, Durs is not afraid. He's a fucking cyborg. He's gonna fuck robots, and he's gonna create cyborg Durses, dude.
Durs is AI.
Durs is AI.
Yeah,
he is.
Oh, shit.
I always thought you were, and now you're just proving it, man.
Absolutely. Dude, that's like that movie we almost did where Butt Bursters, where Durs played
Don't give away that. We didn't write this. Don't give away this story.
We're back.
All right, okay, true.
It's not ours. That's not ours. Ours.
Still good. It could still happen.
It could still happen. Very funny movie.
Get her done.
Wait, but you guys aren't interested in like a script written by a robot? Who's not interested in that?
No, I'm interested in it because it's tech forward. I'm interested because it's tech forward. Like, what the fuck?
I guess I'm just saying, like, we can't just keep fighting the inevitable by being like, no, it can't happen. Write better movies. Write better than the robots.
Durs, you can.
Right.
That's it.
Bro,
that's it. All you got to do is do that.
They used to say, like, be 10% smarter than the machine. Okay,
no,
that's all you got to do.
Dude, sometimes you have to unplug the robot before it surpasses
you. That's what I think too.
So then do that when you unplug the robot. Go, then you can be like, all right, I'm going to go only watch movies written by people. And I'm going to be partying with all the people watching the movies written by robots. Who cares?
I think they should be able to help. Like But to cut the writer out completely,
it's science.
A writer needs to get credit for every movie that's written.
Okay, wait, Adam.
But so then what is writing? What is writing to you? Like, we have to define what writing is then. Because can writing be...
Well, because if a writer can guide the AI to help them in certain ways, but if the studios can
What's the definition of guiding? What I'm saying is it's all gray. So to get hung up like Kyle's talking about on fighting AI instead of making sure we get paid for our fucking clicks...
It's science.
I don't care.
Well, absolutely. We need that too. We need you don't need just one thing. You need multiple things.
And if Netflix wants to go all robots, great.
Well, what if you take this out of Hollywood?
I know, but there's distractions. It's right out of politics where it's like, we're fighting for abortion. And it's like, yo, there's no bridges right now.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you take this out of AI? What if you take this out of AI or Hollywood? What if you take this out of Hollywood? Like, technically, when you self-checkout groceries.
I already did. I said I don't want people coal mining.
Wait, you call it Hollywood?
Hollywood.
It's Hollywood.
Wait, what are you saying, Blake? What's going on?
What if we take this out of like...
Where are we?
Hollywood. What if you say that? Hollywood. Hollywood. Hollywood.
Buffoon.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Like when you go to the grocery store and you self-checkout, it's not necessarily AI, but it's still a machine taking a person's job. At what point do you say, like, machines, what jobs are okay for machines to take? Only
all of them.
There you go. Here's you fucking cyborg bitch.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
we're all pretending like we're concerned, but like these things are already working on like everything we're doing. Like people used to get headshots. I worked at a headshot place in 2005, right? Everyone got headshots. You'd take it there. You get it developed.
An assassin. He used to shoot people in the head. He used to execute people.
What I'm saying is like that place had to completely change its business model because people were like, you don't bring hard copies of headshots anymore. And they're like, yeah, like we will take all the pictures and put them on this hard drive. And they're going to be high res pictures and da 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 da.
Yeah, but that was one little subsect of the industry. This is the entire industry. And then also
you just got to evolve.
No, I mean this is going to consume the industry. There's lots of areas where AI is fucking it up, you know, like all the dubbing, all the fucking editing.
Yeah, and it'll get to a point where it'll
be the sound design.
Okay.
The assistants.
You just the studio's putting out movies that was written by AI starring a 19-year-old Brad Pitt. And,
great.
You know, like no one gets paid.
But you guys are missing the point. If that's what everyone wants, then it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Everyone has to not want that. Like ballet, guess what? Nobody goes to the fucking ballet anymore except for the 10 people who still like ballet. It's
right.
Still there.
Know what I mean?
You can be a ballerina if you want to, but it just isn't a thing anymore.
That's fucked up.
Time marches on.
Yeah, exactly. Things move.
Because what? People don't care?
Like, dude, think about movies already compared to what they used to be. If you want to be a movie writer now, you better be ready to fucking adapt a book or a fucking play, a fucking toy. Otherwise, you're out.
You better be able to write Gremlins 5, motherfucker.
And fucking draft 1,000 drafts.
I'm just saying, like, you can't come to Hollywood now and go, dude, I've got this idea about, like, this dude buried in a coffin. He comes back. Like, nobody wants it. They want Avatar 4. They want a reboot of Play-Doh or what the fuck ever.
The problem is really in the demand. The problem's in the demand. That's the issue right now.
Exactly. And if people want fucking Gumby, they want Gumby. They don't want whatever's cooking in your brain.
Yep.
But they want whatever is given to them. So they want what is being given to them.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, but the studios don't. They don't care, bro. Money, bro. Dollars. Money talks, man. If it's cheaper to use AI, then
yeah,
fucking.
But you guys are losing the human element.
I know this, Blake. I completely understand this, and I believe that that will prevail. That will prevail.
Even when Durst said, like, ballet. Like, okay, so I never gave one fuck about ballet, but I am allowed
this is news?
Yo.
Yeah, what?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell Jeff Fahey.
No, but I am willing to say that ballet is extremely fucking hard. It's crazy. It's an insane thing to put the human body through. Like, if you are good at ballet.
Thank you. Yeah. Like pickleball.
Yeah,
not all the way like that, but similar.
It's like pickleball.
This is where I'm getting to, Kyle. Sports. So as soon as we just watch a all-robot basketball game, we're not watching humans elevate beyond what they're even capable of because the moment and all the things that you add on.
Well, that is what's cool about movies is because it's crafted by artists, and that is what's awesome.
Well, we don't know any better. We don't know any better. We don't have anything to compare it to yet. These other movies might be fucking great, and we might have to go, this is better. This is great.
Well, I will say I've seen some AI art that's very
good. Yeah, I don't know. I just have some empathy. I have some empathy for our whole industry and this town, Los Angeles, that I love, and all these people that work for movies and television, and to see that the whole industry just get decimated
Listen,
that's the residuals. We need to crack the back end. The streaming is what fucked that up.
Well, why didn't you cry about it?
This is life. I just worked with the Muppets, and like they don't. That's it.
I know.
There's no puppeteers anymore. It's just these guys, and people who love it tune in. That's how they stay alive.
Well, a human built the
Muppets. I think it was mostly always the Muppets.
No,
though.
It was like if you're making creatures, if you're Stan Winston or
Adam,
these other guys who make these creatures.
That's a subsect of the entertainment industry. It isn't the entertainment industry as a whole. You know what I mean?
And movies are a subsect of entertainment, period. You could do that forever. What I'm saying is that this is just what happens.
But movies and TVs are a pretty large piece of the pie compared to Muppets.
I understand. Well, but guess what? We used to drive only gas cars. Now we drive electric cars. And then
I'm not a bitch, dude.
And guess what? You will drive an electric car in the you next will. 25 years.
Especially in California, baby.
Yeah, I'm 25 for sure.
I'm just saying, and everyone who made money off of gasoline, guess what? Your fucking time is up. It's just what it is. I don't know what to say.
No, gas is a fucking what is it?
A fuel
source.
Let's
say a natural resource. We are talking about human beings, dude. We're talking about the human experience.
Yeah, but I mean, Adam was talking about jobs and industries being overturned, yeah. And I'm like, this is what happens. It's fine.
No, I do get it. I do think there should be some fail safes that we put in and meet in the middle, so it doesn't. So it's not just within the next 5 years.
Yeah,
LA is just a fucking ghost town and the worst, scariest place to be ever. Because I like living here,
guys. We are the generation that watched every like AI takes over the world movie. We are the ones who have to save the world. We have the blueprint, man. Yeah. We saw iRobot. We saw Terminator. We saw... Yeah,
exactly.
We are the people, Durs.
We should do it.
We are the ones who have to say no. We have to say no to the robots.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am the proudest of my friendship with my boys who I do the podcast with. We have come such a long way. And even when we had moments of doubt, we worked through it. Sometimes we had to look within to try and be our best selves. Now look at us, stronger than ever.
You know, it's weird because a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when all the people put in the work to make the relationship great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships, whether it's with friends, work, or your significant other, or anyone.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals. where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Speaking of gas, though, I do.
You farted.
Remember how a few weeks ago I was saying that I want to get a.
I'm drunk right now.
A new convertible? Dude, they.
Wait, what'd you want to get?
A Dodge Challenger, like how Kyle used to have.
Yeah.
Dude.
Get a souped up Dodge Challenger. I guess just in August, they released. You can now get it as a convertible. Like, they send it to this convertible shop.
Ooh, I always wanted to chop the top of the fucking Charlie, dude.
Yeah, dude. You can do it now. You can do it through Dodge.
Sorry, is this a Hellcat?
It's the 707.
It can be. It can be whatever you want it to be.
What, top of the line, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You should definitely get it.
Dude, look it up. Look up Dodge Challenger convertible. Here, I'll just look it up and put it in the chat.
Look it up.
It is very tight, butthole.
I will say. Say this, the Challenger was designed by robots. I will say this, the Challenger has the best daytime running lights.
Oh yeah.
In the automotive industry on the road today.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, it looks super tough, man.
I love me some fucking car talk.
When it pulls up behind you with those little orange circles.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yummy.
It's the best. That's the best looking best daytime running.
Fucking loved that car. It was sad to get rid of it. I traded it in for the Tesla, for the Model X, but like that was my fucking Nightcrawler car, dude. I had the one that was in Nightcrawler.
Very shagadelic.
God.
Oh, that's sick. Written by a human.
Yeah, dude. I actually just looked this up last night and put this all together, but it's pretty, dude. The convertible, I'm like,
look at that. Look at that, boys.
It looks a lot like your Camaro, dude. That's interesting how much when you take the top off.
It looks exactly the same to me.
Mm-hmm. But that front looks really tough, though.
Yeah, and this is not an insult to your current car. I feel like this is a stronger lines. I like this car.
Oh,
I like it too.
You know the hips on the Challenger are so good.
I'm a man.
Love those
them,
hips.
Them hips don't lie.
And it looks like a Bentley from the side.
I'm a dude.
Kind of squared off.
I'm a dude. I'm liking it a lot. I'm leaning real heavily towards this gas guzzler.
You know, they will make you sign something, Adam.
I'm a dude.
They will make you sign something when you leave the lot. It's called a gas guzzler tax. I had to do that back in the day.
I stay signing those, Kyle.
They say you realize as soon as you pull off the lot, you're ruining the planet.
Yeah, I stay signing those.
You're ruining the planet. Are you cool with that?
I had to do that. Oh, with the Camaro, I had to get that for the Grand Cherokee SRT.
And you say, hey, man. Ruin this dick, bro. Here we go. ruin this friggin' dick.
Are we doing car talk? Because by the time this airs, I think...
I hope not.
I think a Rivian SUV is going to be in my driveway.
Ooh. This is the way. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Anders.
Are
you serious?
Do you want me to talk or not?
What is it?
It's just... I'm excited. I'm excited.
It's Zebra.
I'm a man.
I'd rather talk about zebras, but go ahead. Go on.
Not I.
I'm a dude. Right.
Not I. Rivian.
What's a Riviera? I'll tell you right now, I don't like the name.
Why?
Rivian?
Oh, Rivian.
Have you not seen them? They look really cool.
They're sick.
Yeah, they're sick.
Rivian, to me, that is a bad name. Rivian.
They always remind me of Gucci for whatever reason. I see
Blake is a good name? You fucking piece of shit.
Fuck off.
You think Rivian reminds you of Gucci?
No, I don't.
Just like a word that is a little too fancy for you to say?
No. The car itself. When I see like the brake lights, like the one single light going across and the like, I don't know why, but it reminds me of Gucci.
You're scared?
Like RoboCop mask.
Yeah.
But like Gucci doesn't make cars.
Maybe it had the colors of Gucci, you know?
Red and green?
Gucci's a cool word.
Durs, what color are you getting?
Red. We got a sick red. We're a red car family. Mm,
Gucci. Gucci red.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have all reds?
You're getting a red Rivian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
I'm a blue car family.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Blake?
What does the word Rivian mean?
I think it's some sort of Native American Indian term or like a river. It's a place. Well, Becca, producer Becca, will you please?
Oh, yeah. The name comes from the Indian River.
Indian River.
Yeah.
Dude, those Polestar cars are kind of tight, too.
The what?
What is it?
Polestars.
Polestar? Yeah, Polestars are great looking.
Yeah, Polestars are pretty cool
I
looking.
Just wish they got more miles per charge, but they are super sweet looking.
See, I don't know anything about that, no.
You've got to get the miles per charge. That's a big, big part of these electric cars.
What I'm saying is, like, you just want to at least have 300 miles per charge.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And I don't think they do.
Yeah, don't go less than that.
But yeah, car talk. Funniest episode yet.
Hey, Durs, what's your freaking dream car, bro? What's your number one freaking dream car?
My station wagon, my AMG wagon. I have it.
Okay, that's freaking sick.
That's your dream car?
Yeah, I mean, what else do I need?
That's the car that if you had any, everything, that's it. That's the one.
I do have everything.
Okay.
I'm a happy guy.
I have my health. I have my family.
Do you love him?
I'm a woman by my side.
He no longer has a job because the robots are about to take it. That's why he has no empathy. He has everything.
Yeah. I don't have my job.
I'll teach children how to swim and save lives. How's that?
Yeah. A robot can teach people how to swim.
I doubt it. Not in this speedo.
We should put up regulations against AI, Adam. I don't want it to sound like I'm against that. I just don't want to get lost. I don't want to take the eye off the prize, man. It's all about residuals and the back end.
Yeah, no. That's why I said it's a two-headed monster. You got to attack both things. It's, you know. They're both coming for you.
It's so important to crack that back end.
You know what they're going after? Money. One thing.
Money,
one focus.
Honey.
Money. Do not come.
Money, honey.
But was this Polycharge?
How much you think you got to pay AI to do a script? Nothing?
I'm going to come.
Oh, yeah. Big fat zero, baby.
So once upon a time, you might have been like a writer, but just go create the program that creates all these stories. And then you're a gagillionaire.
Yeah, dude. Don't be a bitch. Just be a programmer, dude.
And then go and then take your gagillion dollars.
Who cares about your dream to be a writer?
It's over.
Oh, great. And then you buy all of Oakland and you just fucking kick every human out. Fuck that, dude. Fuck Silicon Valley. Fuck all these fucking geeks, bro. These nerds, bro.
Whoa.
What about the culture, Durs? Come on, man. Look,
I love it. I love the culture.
Come on, man. Blake, would you like to talk about that? Because I don't really know a lot about it, but they are moving the Oakland Athletics out of Oakland. Is this right?
Oh, yeah. This is a heartbreaker.
Dude, this is fucking... I haven't even talked about this at all with anyone because I heard it and it's just very sad, bro. This is a real fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's the worst thing.
Are you hearing it now?
Wait, are you hearing it just now from me?
No. I've heard
it's May 23rd.
Right.
I haven't had the discussion about it because I'm just like, it's just, I'm burying my head in the fucking sand on this thing.
Yeah, because it sucks. Yeah. So, Blake, because I didn't really, I just sort of saw a headline and was like, and, you know, I don't have any sort of affiliation with
He's chugging buzz.
Athletics, so I was just like, that sucks for Blake and Kyle.
Yeah, and Andy Samberg.
What they're talking about and dancing around is the fact that the Oakland Athletics are basically pretty much moving to Las Vegas instead of staying in Oakland.
I love it.
Basically, pretty much, or they are doing that?
Yeah, this is what I want to know. I want to know what's that? What's the basically pretty much part of it? Because they've been moving
since
I was fucking, 15 years old. Quote unquote.
Well, I think it was this year. Didn't they have like a game where there was like 30 fans or something absolutely absurd?
No one goes. Yeah.
They had a game where there was like a very, very small.
It's like 3,000. But, okay. But when you're in that stadium, which is massive, 3,000 people.
Which holds 80,000 or whatever. And there's,
it's insane.
Or 60,000.
It's insane. But the politics of it all is fucking weird, dude. It's like a lot of like rich people just moving money around in weird ways and like trying to like it, that's why I'm saying they're not officially moving to Las Vegas, because they're kind of banking on the fact that if they move to Las Vegas, they have to get this like $500 million tax break. It's just fucking math and
what Blake's trying to say is he doesn't understand it, but shit's going down.
He has no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. Blake has no idea.
I don't understand it when it gets that big.
He's
either,
like,
bro.
It's just ugly. I don't even want to get into it. It's disgusting.
He read the same headline that I read and did zero more research.
I don't like it, but I also don't exactly know
don't
what's happening.
Understand any of it.
Adam, in that headline, did they give a date in that headline? Do you remember?
I'm just a caveman.
Blake, I was like going to ask Blake on the podcast because I figured he would have looked into it even the tiniest a bit because he posted.
It sounds like he did. He did. He did. Give him credit.
He posted many things about the Athletics over the years and even recently about like his moments. Yeah. In the stadium, and so I was kind of excited to hear what
Adam,
he had to say.
Adam, if you give him a chance to speak, he did read the date and does not remember what it is.
I'm just a caveman.
This is our whole thing, guys. We read things, we see things, and then we don't know.
This is important.
It's super confusing, dude. Like, because no one wants to tell the truth.
Yeah,
a lot of people point fingers at the city of Oakland. A lot of people point fingers at the fucking owners of the A's, but nobody wants to accept blame for why the team is leaving. Yes, no one goes to the games anymore, but it's kind of in protest because the ownership trades away their players.
This is why we get rid of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a fucked up situation. But maybe it is time to move on. Who fucking knows? Like, but then I get super existential because I'm like, what? Why did my childhood doesn't even matter anymore? I can't bring my kids to the game.
Well, dude, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. You go right to Vegas.
You live closer to Vegas than you do to the Bay Area.
Yeah, but you can't walk through the shitty cement, fucking dirt, gross fucking stadium
the
that
Coliseum,
I love that I went
Coliseum.
To and had a blast. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it rocks.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking stinks.
No, I get it.
And you know what?
I get it.
Old Comiskey Park, gone. Never going to go back.
Is that right?
New Comiskey Park that was built when I was a kid.
But you stayed in Chicago. Stayed in Chicago.
It's not a bitch-ass town. I'm just kidding. But people went to games.
Okay.
Yeah, people went to games. And that's essentially...
The only people to blame for the A's moving... Are the A's fans?
No,
that's
not
tough
true.
Pill to swallow.
Charge,
but it's the same.
Charge.
No, Durs is putting it all in supply and demand today, and I like it. He's at the fundamentals.
No, that's what an outsider would say.
No, he's at the fundamentals of business right now, and he's being
Moneyball. It's not baseball. It's Moneyball.
It's not Moneyball no more.
If they were selling out, if people were there. If people were going to the Coliseum, they would not be moving.
Yeah, exactly.
If there was 80,000 people at the, like when we grew up, people went to the fucking games, bro. When we grew up, people were at the games, right?
Yeah.
Thursday night, people were there.
So Todd just dropped in the chat. Last year, the team set a new 40-year low when only 2,488 fans showed up to a game in May. Now, in 2023, they're logging similarly low numbers. That is my high school class.
And that's a shame. That's too bad.
Yes. There are two things that account for low attendance.
That's my place in my high school class. Go ahead.
Get them.
A1.
A1.
The fucking Coliseum is... super old, outdated. Like the average person does
like,
not.
Oh, like Wrigley Field? Go ahead.
The average person with less history, they're from the 60s. The fucking Cubs have existed forever. Forever. It's an established
That's
place.
That's not true either, but go ahead.
Okay. The stadium, the Coliseum is not up to snuff. It's not great. It's not great. B, the roster, the ownership trades away anybody. Why are we talking about sports even? The roster, they trade away anybody who's any good because they're trying to tank the team because the ownership wanted to get the fuck out of Oakland.
And they did it. They succeeded. They succeeded.
Yeah, it sounds like they got it.
Yeah, the fans get fucked. So fuck that. It's not on the fans. That's what I'm saying to Durs. It's not on the fans.
But it is on the fans.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'm with you. You need a good owner.
No, the Cubs were bad forever.
You can't pull up to a shitty Coliseum with no team.
It's the atmosphere.
They always tried to compete.
It's the atmosphere. Hang on.
They always tried to compete. And Wrigley's...
The Cubs have been bad. When I was a kid, the Cubs were always bad. Shout out Andre Dawson. He was good.
I don't know.
Andre Dawson.
Ryan
Rock.
Sandberg was the shit.
Ryan Sandberg.
Okay.
That was their 1 year. I got a baseball somewhere where they're all signed on. But they were bad until like 4 years ago when they won the World Series. They were bad the whole time. But the atmosphere that the fans created was what it was, and that's why it's a whoop-whap and not a naked grandma.
That is so true.
Okay, I guess I'll give you that.
Simple.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
dude, when you put it like that,
I mean, I think it's all the factors. It's all the things you guys are talking about.
I guess I'll give you that.
I'm with you, Blake. I think it sucks.
Hey, what happened?
What is the fan experience when they go to the A's games? Are they fun? Are the A's games fun or not?
I love them.
A's games rock. Yeah, they're great.
So you make a crack off. So what's going on with the people?
Well, they're fun, but there's only 2,400, 2,500 people, and everybody's spread out. So you're not even around other fans, really.
Well, you get to hang out with your friends and the people you came with. It's all good. The problem with the A's is that they do shake up the team, and then it's a problem.
But that doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it's a problem.
No one goes to baseball games to watch the sport. You go to drink beer, kick it, and then be like, yo, home run.
No, I'm completely only there for the strategy in the game.
You're cutting out half. Some people do go for that reason. You're cutting out that fan base. So it's not the fans' fault. It's not them.
It's gotta be.
Okay.
I think there's part fan and there's part owner and there's also part tax incentives, it sounds like $500 million worth of tax incentives. It's part fucking business.
Yeah, and Blake, you could still be, I understand the nostalgia factor of like going back to the same place and taking your kids to the same baseball stadium that you went to, but it is the same team and they're moving to Vegas. Technically, that is closer. They're going to have a brand new stadium.
To me.
Closer to you, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Farther from me.
Yeah, I'll go to opening day. I'd love to.
It's further from Alaska, though, dude.
Yeah,
it's
so
further
are from you Alaska. Still going to be a fan, or are you like,
I still be a fan of the A's?
Of the A's, yes. If they move to
You want to know the truth? I'll probably just stop watching baseball. Fuck that.
Really?
I'm done with that.
Well, are you finally going to be a doctor?
Spoken like a true athletics fan.
Also, baseball is dying. The whole entire sport is dying. It's just the A's are the first example of it.
So we're just talking about another industry. I agree. We're talking about another industry.
It is true.
Well, yeah.
And do we need baseball?
It's because the demand isn't there anymore, man.
Hey, you know what's not dying?
Basketball,
baby.
The playoffs have been fucking popping. I don't know how many weeks ahead we are.
The playoffs have been unreal.
Unbelievable.
And I cannot wait.
We have to drop this episode next week.
We might have to.
This one jumps the line. This should jump the line.
Cowabunga. Blake went in on Harden's outfit, and then he put 45 on
him. Dude, Blake comes in swinging with Coachella talk 3 minutes in and set us on a... Set us on a path.
And guys, can you guys turn your headphones off real quick? I just want to talk to the listeners.
Absolutely.
Mine have been off.
Okay.
Interesting. Interesting things. I just want to say that, guess what? Listeners,
sorry we're not talking about cars, you fucking piece of shit.
Come on, where are the fucking engines, bro?
Hey,
Jesus.
Dude, hey, I thought they're supposed to be off. Turn them off.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Have some respect for
sorry,
games.
My
this podcast... It's called This Is Important. It's not called This Is Funny. It's not called This Is Cute. Sometimes we're going to get on here and we're going to blow some fucking smoke, okay? It's going to be a little out there. A little maybe not even interesting. But we have to talk for an hour and sometimes shit goes down.
Can we come back or what's the deal?
Yeah. Come on back.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was fun, man.
Oh, we're back.
Is there any takebacks, any epic slams, any apologies for this?
I do have an announcement.
Yes, please.
Yes.
We got our winner.
Now this is huge news
from several weeks ago
and you're gonna have to hold
maybe,
on a second.
Maybe this episode's coming out tomorrow. I don't know. And let's ask Isaac.
I don't think so.
I gotta navigate to where this goes,
and we're gonna ask that this winner sends us a picture of them holding it so we can maybe post it with this episode.
And do they have to be nude, or are we going not nude, that the winner has to be nude or not nude?
Up to them, but hopefully Instagram friendly.
Yeah, Instagram friendly. So
that being said, we've always said hashtag free the nipple.
Oops, winning.
It's my present. I'd prefer them to be clothed.
Okay. That's weird coming from you.
Kyle's present now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's my present. It I make the rules. And the winner.
Winning.
So go. For people that are listening audio on, sorry, Blake, audio.
Yes,
that
is
how do you pronounce it?
Audio.
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 When they're listening to audio, explain what giveaway this was. A few weeks ago, what do we do, Kyle?
We gave away the Christina Aguilera signed drum head that my parents got me when I was about 13 years old. And
sick, dude.
We said that the six.
Was Christina Aguilera even famous when we were 13?
No.
Maybe it was 15. Yeah. It's right after Genie in a Bottle.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a hole. I'm seeing holes in your story. Yeah.
Oops. Well, yeah, that'd be good to get those correct before I broadcast them.
Yeah. No,
on live television, jeez.
But go ahead.
Not television.
I think when you were 13, she had done Genie in a Bottle. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she had.
It was Blink 182, right? Because Blink parodied their, when did the Blink album?
Because I was 15 or 16 when she was.
Yeah.
What year did Genie in a Bottle come out?
Actually, you know what? I think Britney Spears was my freshman year in college. Because I was like, this seems weird that this fucking half-naked schoolgirl's running around.
Okay.
Weird or dope?
For us, we were school guys, so it was
cool.
Well,
see, you were in high school, so it was good.
So, yeah. 1999, we would have been freshman, so I guess 14 or 15. Yeah.
So, right. I probably got this when I was 15. Great. Yeah. A great job, Adam.
And I got to the bottom of it, dude.
Dude, this is why he's part of the team.
I caught you being a fucking liar, dude.
Great job, Adam.
Come on.
Great.
Kyle, dude, don't shit on what he brings to the table.
Dude, I got you, dude.
Everybody, he has to read who won. This is huge.
I'm waiting. That's why I'm holding this fucking thing up, dude.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, the 69th commenter on.
Wait, hold on. Can I look up a drum roll?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, just push it.
Yeah.
Hit it.
The drum roll.
Phil. This is not a heavy item, ready? But it's now feeling very heavy.
That sounded like a helicopter.
Like this way.
Hold on. We have an ad.
Blake, what is that? What the fuck, man? What the fuck is a dial pad?
No.
We have an ad.
Skip ad.
We have an ad. We have an ad. And drum roll.
We've been usurped.
Okay, I've got to make sure.
There it is.
And
worth it.
The 69th.
How long is it going for?
Commenter was... Is it going to go pa-ching or do I just go?
I think you just go.
Judge Miller.
His name's Judge?
Yeah.
He's a judge?
Like Judge Reinhold? Yeah.
Judge Miller, dude.
Nice.
Judge
Sick.
Miller
time.
Nice. The guy's name is Judge. That's a hard name. Oh,
Judge
my God.
Miller, congratulations. You got
that's
it.
That's a cool name.
Looks like the guy.
And this was another episode.
That's another episode.
Judge Miller.
Congratulations, Judge Miller.
Thanks, guys. Important.
More giveaways coming soon. More giveaways. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Dude. Congratulations, Judge Miller. Okay. Bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, we're Visible. We're the wireless company with nothing to hide. Seriously. Hidden fees? We don't have them. Annual contracts? Not our thing. Great wireless on just one line? Now that's more like it. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month. Taxes and fees included. That's right, $25 a month, every month. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not that into you. Sometimes the choice is just Visible. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zen 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.